Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our presentation today. So I hope you've all been enjoying the conference the past 2 days. So before I start, if you have any questions, I'll be around, and my colleague as well, Mike, who's at the back. Feel free to ask any questions or simply chat around elastomers if that's your area of interest. I'm Nitin. I work as a rubber technologist at CLOIT. We'll be speaking about how our developments are regarding materials for low-temperature hydrogen service applications. So before we dive into the topic, a bit about ourselves. So we are CLOIT Compounders. That's a picture of our team in front of our facility. So we've recently celebrated our 45th year in the industry. So we are a family-run second-generation business located in Wrexham in Northern Wales in the U.K. So we've been there in the industry since 1979, and typically we mix more than 3,500 recipes every year. All heat-curable elastomers from natural rubbers all the way till FFKMs. We've invested significantly in our production facilities, like we've got 11 mixing lines, including dedicated area for carbon black mixing, colored mixing, silicon FFKM mixing facilities, and recently also invested in an ISO 6 clean room. We lead the industry in terms of technical service. We have a large technical team with 7 full-time rubber technologists and able to support any developments or inquiries on the same day of an inquiry from a technologist. And since we supply to a number of industries, all the way from oil and gas to automotive, aerospace, defense, we deal with multiple amount of specifications and also materials that we deal with. So we not only support rubber companies or molding companies, but also end engineering firms, blue-chip companies, to enhance their rubber products by working closely with their technical teams. So coming to our topic, as we all understand, hydrogen is considered as the future of energy industry. So that being said, one of its challenges is around the small molecular size that it has. And because of this, it has high permeation, as we all know, and also leads to swelling in certain materials. We would not be speaking about swelling today, but focusing more around the permeation of these materials. And sometimes, or many of the situations, materials are required to perform in extreme temperature environments, sometimes very low and sometimes very high temperatures, which push the limits of materials, especially around elastomers, which have a limited range when it comes to low temperatures. Apart from these material challenges, there's also additional new-age challenges like the PFAS regulation in the horizon, because FKMs or fluoropolymers generally are one of the very good performing materials. These stand as a new challenge. High pressure requirements. So typically, when we speak about RGD or rapid gas decompression kind of applications, where the pressure in the system is reduced drastically or very quickly, it creates fissures within these materials, like sealings or O-rings typically, and these are a few example photographs of how these materials cause fissures when under RGD conditions. So that's something to be considered for hydrogen as well, and the lack of service-tested methodologies, which is something we'll be discussing in the coming slides as well. So as an experimental approach, what we have done at CLOIT is to look at how we develop our materials. So the first step was to benchmark our existing grade of materials that already works in the high pressure service conditions, especially RGD conditions, and test them or evaluate them against ISO permeation test methodologies for hydrogen. Coming from that, we will be generating or developing a next generation grade of materials, especially tailored around low temperature applications, and also how we can improve these materials given the PFAS regulation. Done the ISO, we'll be discussing the ISO permeation of these materials, and also a few slides towards the end, how we are currently trying to develop some bespoke test methodologies. So these are undergoing standard test protocols like tensile compression set properties, heat aging properties, ISO testing for the hydrogen permeation, low temperature analysis. Of what we're discussing here today will be DSC analysis and a Gaiman torsional low temperature test, and also the processability is analyzed under a rubber process analyzer. So, As I mentioned previously, we are looking at some of the existing specialist grade of materials. So the first step was to benchmark our grade of materials that's already running in the industry across different industries across the globe. We've chosen a number of materials all the way from FFKMs to NBRs, typically in the 90 hard regime range here. That's mainly to understand how these materials do perform. So these are some of the benchmarking properties, and we can observe that these are quite sturdy materials to start off with, especially looking at the 100% modulus and the tensile properties. Also the same with compression set. Again, another important point to note is the choice of these materials are typically dependent on the end application, like the temperature, the service fluids in contact, the environments, which are all critical in choosing your material to start off with. So these are fairly specialist materials, as we've already discussed, and hence their properties. Interestingly, when we look at the hydrogen permeation testing, we can see that FKMs, which is a copolymer that we have selected here, performs the best in terms of comparing with other materials or other elastomeric materials, only second to PTFE, which is considered one of the best in hydrogen permeation already. And that's when compared to literature data. But comparing our internal data as well, we see that FKMs do perform well. And bear in mind, these are materials which are already being used and not tailored specifically for hydrogen, but these do perform well in hydrogen as well. So the choice of polymer to start off with, the grade of the polymer, the type of cross-link density, the filler content are all critical in managing the hydrogen permeation and also measuring your hydrogen permeation. And hence, a proper choice of these materials to start off with is fairly critical. So the last point I would like to highlight again is because FKM, because it's one of the best performing materials, there's the new age regulatory challenge as well going forward with the PFAS regulations in Horizon. So how to go forward with this? So some of the next generation materials that we've developed, understanding from benchmarking these materials, are that so we are analyzing how these materials perform when choosing a non-fluorosurfactant grade of FKM, which is typically into the manufacturing process of these polymers. And then the next set of materials where we have developed a low temperature grade of offerings, typically to replace in certain applications a material like silicon, because silicon in VMQ inherently does not perform the best in terms of hydrogen permeation or any gas permeation for that matter. So that's something that we were looking at. And that's often done through incorporating 2D materials like graphene into rubber compounds. And these are some of the few electron microscope images that we have analyzed for some of the compounds that we have previously dispersed with graphene. And we can see that these materials are fairly well dispersed, and it's creating a kind of a tortuous pathway for these fluids or these gases to pass through. And at the end, we are also looking at to collaborate with Manchester University through an Innovate UK project to understand the effects of hydrogen on different materials, and also to look at developing bespoke test methodologies. So again, we can see that graphene dispersion, when properly done, which is again critical to mixing protocols and the choice of graphene, it creates a very well dispersed barrier materials within the rubber compound, which creates again a tortuous pathway for these gases to pass through. When we look at the results, again we are looking at here at FKM, which is the control compound, and then a non-fluorosurfactant version of FKM incorporated with graphene. Typically, we are looking at 5% graphene loading here. EPDM with the same, and also a low temperature EPDM offering, which we have previously developed at Cluid, capable of pushing the boundaries for low temperature applications. And also looking at specialist HNBR and FFKM grades, which are to start off with low temperature in nature. Interestingly, what we can observe is that when we look at the 100% modulus, these are often improved across all the compounds with graphene dispersion. That can be correlated with tensile properties as well, which is fairly comparable to start off with, to compare with the original control compound, which imparts a higher tear strength to these materials, which can be correlated to the tortuous pathway, because any crack propagation or initiation is obstructed by these localized graphene materials, which is again resulting to a reduced elongation at break, but again not drastically when compared to control compound. So which all denotes to the fact that graphene does create a tortuous pathway for these materials. Again, when looking at the compression set properties, we can see that graphene has slightly increased the compression set for these materials, but not again drastically, which gives us the ability to again formulate these materials accordingly to get a better set of properties. That can be seen in both EPDM and graphene in FKMs as well. In terms of heat age properties, we can see that the elongation at break has been affected, which is again, which is comparable to the previous properties that we have seen in non-heat aged materials as well. But FKM is not found to be drastically affected in terms of its properties.
Okay.
Which we can see the set of properties here, that these are typically comparable to start off with your initial material. Creating a good material is a fact, but making it more processable, if it is not extrudable or if it isn't properly flowing on your mold, it renders difficult to be used in the industry. So we have tried to analyze these materials under a rubber process analyzer. So what we have analyzed here is running these materials at a frequency sweep and tested the tan delta and the complex viscosity of these materials. So to break it down further, to make it on layman's terms, if you look at the graph on the left-hand side, we can see it is a graph against the frequency and the tan delta. Higher the tan delta, better it performs in terms of processability. So we can typically see that when we compare FKMs and EPDMs, these are very close in nature. So which denotes to the fact that graphene incorporation does not interfere much with the processability of the compounds, and it is fairly comparable to this control compound. And on the right, we see complex viscosity against frequency. So complex viscosity can be correlated to your mole flow. And typically, the lower the complex viscosity, the better it is. Interestingly, we see that the materials with graphene incorporation has a lower complex viscosity. But in effect, they might be comparable with the control compound, which again states to the fact that these are comparable with your control materials, and graphene does not have a detrimental effect in terms of its processability. Some of the interesting results that we've seen is in terms of low temperature properties. So you can see the curve for EPDM, the dark blue curve for a low temperature EPDM. We can see that the glass transition temperature has been brought down to minus 68 when compared to standard EPDMs at minus 55. So currently, one of the challenges that's out there is that when it comes to below minus 60 degrees, in order to act as a good barrier for sealing with hydrogen service, is the, one of the few materials that's only out there is silicones or phenyl silicones. But this particular material, which is a tailored low temperature grade of EPDM, can potentially be used to replace silicones in some of these applications because it's able to perform until minus 68, which is comparable to your standard fluorosilicones or a silicon compound. This was again tested on a low temperature torsional modulus as well. And again, it shows that the low temperature EPDM with graphene has a data of minus 58 degrees Celsius, minus 54, against a standard of minus 38 and 35, which again has improved the low temperature capability. And we can see that this has in fact improved when compared to a standard compound. Looking at the hydrogen permeation of these materials, we see that across all these, when compared to control materials, graphene dispersion does improve your hydrogen permeation that can be seen in FKMs, in HMBRs, and in EPDM as well, which was analyzed here. I did not mention the FFKM in this particular graph because to start off with, these were two separate formulations, and this is a specific low temperature grade of FFKM that we are considering here. Again, we see that for for FKM, this was reduced by 31%, even further for HNBRs and further reduction in EPDM with graphene as well. So, which denotes the fact that graphene does create a tortuous pathway for these materials and can be used to improve these the performance in hydrogen permeation applications. So some of the last slides that we would like to discuss is we are currently trying to develop a bespoke test methodology with the University of Manchester under a funded project with the Innovate UK grant. So typically what's being tried here is to develop a test kit that is able to test from minus 30 to up to 200 degrees Celsius. And up to a pressure of 200 bar. So this gives us the flexibility to vary these conditions, sometimes in tandem as well, which gives us a more realistic view of how these materials perform in real world applications rather than a standard permeation test. So that's being done at the moment as we speak. And in the months to come, we'll be having more results to share. And yeah, feel free to have a chat with us, and we'll be interested to speak and share our thoughts about how these materials perform. And that's a very early test graph from a carbon CO2 permeation analysis from the kit. We see that, again, graphene here, graphene dispersion does improve your permeation performance. So as to conclude, benchmarking our initial grade of materials that's already running in the industry for high pressure applications in oil and gas, energy. These can be straight away used in hydrogen applications as well if it is properly formulated. Bearing in mind that the choice of material and where it is being used should be mindfully selected. The newly selected non-fluorosurfactant grade of fluoroelastomers or FKMs demonstrate performance very similar in terms of its control compound as well as we have seen. And graphene dispersion does create a tortuous pathway which can be correlated to your improvement in tear strength, modulus, and also the improvement in performance of your hydrogen permeation. And these perform good in good or comparable values in terms of processability when analyzed under a rubber process analyzer. But we'll be doing further tests on extrusion tests as well to understand if there are significant differences in these materials. Bearing in mind the low temperature EPDM that we have formulated, we can see that this is fairly comparable to a VMQ. Or sometimes even better performing than a VMQ, and at the same time provide a better performance in terms of hydrogen permeation as well. Bespoke test methodologies are again vital, although the industry generally is pushing for a standard hydrogen test or standards for hydrogen for your specifications. There's still the need for bespoke tests to gain a bit of confidence of how these materials actually perform in field. Thank you very much, and we are more than happy to take any questions or chat if you would like to speak about or know more about elastomers used in hydrogen service. Thank you.